Welcome to the Atomic Hearth for Candle Nights, Night 10. We hope you enjoyed last night's tale.
The story will continue tomorrow, but for tonight, we'd like to offer a tarot prompt about our pillar of witch as warrior to meditate on or journal about.
Light a candle, grab something warm, maybe something to write with, sit back, and relax around the hearth.
During Candle Nights, we explore what it means to be warriors, and how this manifests in our practice and lives.
For us, being a warrior means we, as witch, are allies and defenders, as well as revolutionaries and good troublemakers. This often just means vigilance and demeanor, but these days, especially, it also means taking real action and knowing their strength in numbers.
In our story last night, our witches tapped into the pillar of witch as warrior as they confronted a challenge, something that had to be set right, and that needed to be fought for to make change happen. Sometimes the work of the warrior is to be an ally and defender of people, ourselves, institutions, or ideas. In this tale, the forest and its watershed were at the mercy of destructive human choices. And though the new community was well-intentioned, the harm was real and needed to be remedied. The pillar of warrior can be seen in not just the choice to help and fight for change, but in the persistence, tenacity, and wisdom in how they chose to fight. To help us reflect on what it means to be a warrior, we look to the Strength tarot card.
Upright, strength signifies, well, strength, but also courage, persuasion, compassion. It is similar to the meaning of the Chariot, but speaks to inner strength as opposed to outer. The Strength card may be reminding us of the depths of our own inner strength, that patience and commitment are what's needed now, or that compassion and building empathy can help us combine strength with another.
Reversed, strength points to an imbalance of these things. Looking inward, this card asks honestly if we're overconfident in this moment or falling prey to self-doubt. Drawing this card may be a challenge to be kind to ourselves, to give ourselves more credit. It may also indicate the need for rest in moments where we can be overdoing things or overextending ourselves.
So this Candle Night Eve, we offer some questions to consider and journal on. You might jot them down in your journal. What is your witch as warrior passionate about? Why that or those things? How can persistence serve you? Where can tenacity help to bring about a better future? What are you grateful for that your own inner strength makes possible? How are you mighty? Let these questions or others that come to your mind offer a meaningful opportunity to reflect and look inward.
Join us again tomorrow as we continue to weave our narrative.
May these nights be merry and bright.
Happy Candle Nights!